I'm going to tell you a little about myself. I'm 63, that's 17 Celsius, but I've never told you much about my childhood. And listen, I was unusual even before I was born. During pregnancy, my mother carried me very low. In fact, for the last 6 weeks, my feet were sticking out. She was the only woman in the neighborhood who had maternity shoes. But she told me I was a big help when it came to climbing stairs. And I was a healthy baby, except I have one ear that's a little folded and bent. The doctor said it happened because apparently at the precise moment I was being conceived, my mother and father fell off the hood of the car. My parents chose what at that time was the very latest method of childbirth. You've heard of Lamaze? This was La Paz. The mother receives powerful narcotics, the father is sent to Bolivia, and the nurse does all the screaming. Soon as I was born, I noticed babies have it pretty easy. Wake up, cry, piss, roll over, drool, suck, eat, gag, belch, puke, giggle, crap, crawl, stand, fall, cry, scream, bleed, coo, sleep, and dream. I went through the usual stages, imp, rascal, scallywag, whippersnapper, and of course after that, it's just a small step to full-blown sociopath. I'm probably the only child who went directly from shenanigans to crimes against nature. I was always a little different. Most kids had a dog named Spot. You know what I called my dog? Stain. Different. Instead of my thumb, I sucked my ring finger. And I had a strange ambition. I just wanted to live longer than Jesus. My mother said it was because I was sensitive, so she washed me in woolite. And I was a hip kid. Oh, when I saw Bambi, it was the midnight show. My cap gun had a silencer. My lemonade stand had dance hostesses. And one night at dinner, when I was about 10, I leaned over to my father and I said, "Hey, man, when am I going to load up on some of that breast milk again?" Still, I was practical. When one of my playmates died in an accident, I asked his mother if I could have his toys. As a boy, I was negatively affected by two things. First of all, I grew up on the side of a very steep hill. And I think that can throw you off a little. And here's another thing. When you look at a map lying on a table, north is usually the direction pointing away from you. But my front door faced south. So as you can see, as soon as I left my house, everything was backwards. Things like that have an effect. There's one other thing I should mention. You know how when you're real little, your dad throws you up in the air and catches you? Well, one day my dad threw me up in the air and I went so high I could see the curvature of the earth. I believe I even caught a glimpse of Sri Lanka. At the time, of course, it was still called Ceylon. Anyway, after he threw me up in the air, he didn't wait around. He walked away. They said after that I was never really the same. They would whisper, "The boy's no longer playing with a full bag of jacks." What happened was I became a loner. I just wanted to be by myself. I had an imaginary friend, but I didn't bother with him. Fuck him. Let him get his own friends. I got no time for people like that. When you're a loner, of course, you have to make up your own games. Tag is difficult. I used to play cop, and instead of hide and seek, I would play a pathetic little game called hide. One time I remained hidden for over a month before I realized that no one was looking for me. It was sad, really, but there are compensations. To this day, I remain unchallenged at musical chair. My mother would say, "Why are you always playing alone?" And I would say, "I'm not playing, Ma. I'm fucking serious." They first noticed I was strange when I insisted on listening to the circus on the radio. I guess I was a bad boy. Besides shitting in my pants, I would also shit in other people's pants. Eventually, she sent me to a child psychologist. It was all the vogue at the time. So I went, and I honestly believe he was crazier than I was. I should have stabbed him many times in the eyes with a railroad spike while I still had the chance. I consider it a lost opportunity. One problem was that my mother was very strict, and on top of that, she was a physically imposing woman. Thinking back, the person she most reminds me of is Charles Kuralt. I didn't really like her, you know. I remember staring at the orphanage and feeling envy. Of course, it wasn't all bad. I have some pleasant memories, too. Every Sunday after church, my mother and I would buy the Sunday papers and walk home together, and then she'd get drunk and try to make pancakes. In a way, I take all the blame, though. I was hard to handle, and it wasn't easy on her. As I said, I'm 63 now, and she still isn't over postpartum depression. Yet she's a typical mom. She still thinks I'm going to be tall. And you know something? Her wish is coming true, because she's getting smaller. Soon I will be, too. I guess the thing I miss most about childhood is riding piggyback. And here's something I don't tell too many people. I still like to ride piggyback occasionally. I really do. And I don't mean across the room. I'm talking about long trips. I went to Florida last winter, piggyback. Fortunately, I have very indulgent friends, and I pay top dollar.